So joining us right now, John, we got the guys ready?
Yeah, the guys are there.
Who do we have?
Right now, we've got T-Dynasty and Hendog. It's a conference call, so I think you'll be having potentially some other members of the gang checking in as you go.
T-Dynasty and Hendog are joining us.
Correct.
So as the call goes on, we may be joined by Wonder Mike and Master G.
That's what I've heard.
I just checked in with them
about 45 seconds ago, uh-huh. So there's a chance there could be more people there now.
So as we're speaking, we could be just a guy's going to come on and go, boop. M-A-S to the G-E-R and the D to the double E.
It's like the rap version of the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, fellas? Wow. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Great, man. What's up?
Hey, man. I'm Drew.
What's happening, baby?
I got SBK. I got Seth here. And go ahead and introduce yourselves one at a time, please, and we'll find out who the hell we're talking to.
You got the Master G.
There he is.
You got Hendog.
All right.
And your boy, DJ T-Dynasty.
DJ T-Dynasty up in the house. These guys have been doing it for decades and decades. Some OGs. Thank you guys very much, first of all, for the time today. We're here to promote your appearance this Saturday night, which will be tomorrow at the Tampa Bay Storm home opener. Sugar Hill Gang will be performing after the game. If you have a ticket to the game, you can go see these pioneers of hip-hop. Excited about coming down here to the warmer climates of Tampa, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good, man.
Yeah, man. Love it warm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
We just came back off the Tom Joyner cruise, so it was great.
Yo, what's up?
Wonder Mike.
We got Wonder Mike.
Hey, right. Say hello.
To the black, to the red, to the red.
What's the Wonder coming at you, getting a new direction, yeah.
I bet Wonder Mike would like to say hello to all the races of the world, much as he did in Sugar Hill Gang's Rappers Alive. What's up, Wonder Mike?
Hey, what's happening? It's all good, bro.
Well, man, we are joined by almost pretty much the entire Sugar Hill Gang, authors of Apache and, of course, Eighth Wonder and the song that everyone knows them for, Rappers Delight. And while I have you here to promote the Storm opener, I have to say, as a kid who heard Rapper's Delight for the first time when he was 11 years old, I recognized Sheik's beat, Good Times, in the background, and all of a sudden there's a new art form where guys are talking over the music in a rhythmic way, and that was when I was 11. I'm 47, on the verge of 48 now. You have given me the gift of a lifetime of appreciation for what rap music has evolved from. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart before we go any further.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
This is unbelievable. I like the way they pass the mic all around like we're doing. Now, that song broke probably in the nightclubs as well as roller skating rinks. I remember you couldn't go to a roller skating rink without hearing that, to the point where the DJ, we were requesting it so much, smashed your vinyl record into pieces at Universal's skating rink in Orlando, Florida. I'm sure that filled you with rage, right, fellows?
because he probably had to go out and get another copy the next damn day.
No doubt he did, because they didn't stop playing it. That's for sure.
This is one that I broke my neck damn near skating to Rapper's Delight.
Skating near.
I didn't know how to skate next where they had the Parliament Funkadelic high heel four wheel joint, and I couldn't turn. Next thing you know, I'm on my back, my pants are ripped, the jewels are out. Okay, really?
What'd you think was going to happen when you get those 8-inch platform roller skates, dude?
Yeah. I fell, and, TMI alert, I fell, and my pants ripped, and a girl said, "Oh, Mr. You all right?" "Ooh, girl, his mouth is down."
Got arrested for bringing crack into the roller skating rink. We have the thank you. We have the guys from Sugar Hill on the line with us. They'll be playing the post game concert for the Tampa Bay Storm. You get in free with a ticket to your game. Guys, one at a time, how do you feel about where hip hop is now in 2017? You've got amazing artists like Kendrick Lamar, socially conscious rap that seems very popular. You got Kanye. How does it feel as the guys who pretty much started the game to see where rap music is now in 2017?
I think that it's finally coming full circle from where the guys started it off at. You know, it was talked about party rap, and then it was social, And now it's come back to being party rap, at least, or social. And it's leaving the violence behind. Yeah. And, you know, that's very it's very important for them to understand that it's just about having a good time. If you out shooting and doing all the rest of the stuff, you can't have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand that there's a culture out there that is still, still a little violent. But for the most part, everybody wants to have a good time. They want to come out, want to have a good time, and they want to go home safely. And if they want to do that, they're going to have to stay conscious, and they're going to have to keep it party.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Life is cyclical, period. I mean, in the springtime, the flowers come out and all this, and then in the fall, they change colors, and they fall off and die, and it starts all over again. Life goes in cycles, and so does music. It came out as a party, then it got socially conscious and aware with the message and Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. Then it got a little misogynistic, but that's human nature pushing the envelope. And then it got back to partying, and now it's kind of a potpourri. Not a potpourri.
Like a buffet, a smorgasbord, if you will.
Don't talk about food, but you got some.
SBK, a question for the guys in Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, you guys watching The Get Down? If so, what do you think about it?
That's Flash's interpretation, man.
That's Flash's interpretation. Right. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's one person.
It's just like, you know, any news media outlet. I mean, you know, they go out and cover a story, and whenever they finish covering the story, they're going to have their own interpretation of what they saw, what they witnessed. You know what I mean? It's no different.
No doubt. I think we just got joined by somebody else. Who do we have on the line who just joined us?
Master G.
Oh, again. All right.
He's back.
We got battling Master G's. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, guys.
So you got the real deal.
Hey, guys.
Well, listen, gentlemen, thank you very much for the time. I hope it goes well in Tampa tomorrow night after the Tampa Bay Storm game. Show up with your ticket. You get in free. You get to see Sugar Hill Gang do their hits. And guys, thank you for giving us the gift of rap. And thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know what, man?
Thank you. Tell the parents, bring your kids out. This is a kid-friendly show. Ain't no cursing. There's no craziness. Get them on.
Got you, fellas.
No cursing.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Wow, that was something else, huh?
Why do I feel bad?